John chapter 19. Then Governor Pilate tell his guys for take Jesus and cut him up with the whip. The army guys twist together big kind thorn branches for make one crown, and they put him on top his head. Then they put one purple kind robe on top him, and they come in front him and tell,
"Hey, King for the Jews."
And they slap his head. Then Pilate go outside one more time and tell everybody,
"Hey, look, I'm going to bring him outside for you guys. Well, you guys know that I don't find nothing bad he do that I gotta punish him."
Jesus come outside with a crown of thorns on top of his head and a purple robe. Then Pilate tell the people,
"Look, the guy."
When the main priest guys and the police guys see Jesus, they make big noise and they yell,
"Kill the bugger on top one cross! Kill the bugger on top one cross!"
Pilate tell,
"You guys take him and kill him on top one cross. I don't find nothing bad he wouldn't do that I gotta punish him."
The Jews tell Pilate,
"Us guys get rules from God, and the rules tell this guy got a mucky, cause he talk like he God boy."
When Governor Pilate hear what they tell, he come more scared. He go back inside the army headquarters and ask Jesus,
"Hey you, where you come from?"
But Jesus no tell nothing. Then Pilate tell him,
"You no like talk to me or what? Hey, you don't know that I get the right for make them kill you on top one cross, and I get the right for let you go."
Jesus tell,
"Only one way you get the right for hurt me. Only if God up there inside the sky give you the power for do all this, then you can do this. That's why the guy that went turn me over to you, he do more worse thing than you."
From that time, Pilate try for let him go, but the Jews make big noise and yell,
"If you let this guy go, you're not King Caesar, friend. If anybody like come on king, he against King Caesar."
As why, when Pilate hear the things they tell, he bring Jesus outside, and he sit down on top the judge chair by the place they call Stone Pavement Square, and the Jews call him Gabbatha. Was a day for make ready for the Passover. About noontime, Pilate tell the Jews,
"Look, your king."
But they make big noise and yell,
"Hang him up! Hang him up! Kill the bugger on top one cross!"
Pilate tell him,
"What? You like me kill your king?"
The main priest guys tell,
"Us guys, we no more are not a king, only King Caesar!"
Then Pilate turn over Jesus for the army guys kill him on top one cross, so the army guys take charge of Jesus. He carried a cross they going use for kill him outside of town, the place they call the skull place, and the Jews call them Golgotha, their language. Over there, they nailed Jesus to the cross. Same thing for the two other guys. One on top, one cross on the left side. The other one on top, another cross on the right side. And Jesus in the middle. Another thing. Pilate tell the army guys for make one sign and put him on top the cross. The sign tell, "Jesus from Nazareth, the king for the Jews." This sign, plenty Jews read them, because the place they kill him stay near Jerusalem town. The army guys write the sign in three languages, Hebrew, Greek, and Latin. The Jew main priest guys tell Pilate,
"Hey, no write the king for the Jews. More better write, this guy tell I the king for the Jews."
Pilate tell him,
"I went tell my guys before right, and that's how going stay."
The army guys, after they nail Jesus to the cross, they take his clothes and make four piles. Was one pile for every army guy. Had his robe too that never have seen, cause they weave them from the top and all over. So they tell,
"More better no broke up the robe. We go throw the dice for them, eh? For find out who gonna get them."
That was for make happen just like the Bible tell from before time. They split my clothes and my robe. They throw the dice for them. So that's what the army guys do. Had Jesus' mother standing by the cross with her sister and Mary, Clopas' wife, and Mary from Magdala. Jesus see his mother standing there with one guy he teach, the one he get plenty love and aloha for. That was me, John, you know? So Jesus tell his mother,
"Look, Ma, this your boy now."
Then Jesus tell me,
"Hey, make her just like your mother now."
And I take her to my place from that time. After that, Jesus know that he already do everything he's supposed to do. Then for make happen everything the Bible tell before time, he tell.
I thirsty.
Had one jug full of cheap wine over there. They fill up one sponge with the wine, put him on top one oregano branch, and put him up to his mouth. When Jesus taste the cheap wine, he tell.
Everything power ready.
And he bend down his head and then let go his spirit. Was a day for make everything ready for the Passover. The Jews never like for the mucky bodies for stay on top the cross on the rest day. That rest day stay real special. So the little guys go beg Pilate for broke the guy's legs for kill him more quick for take down the bodies. The army guys go there. The two guys they kill on top the other crosses same time with Jesus. They broke the first guy legs and then the other guy legs. But when they go by Jesus, they see that he mucky already. So they never broke his legs. But one army guy stab him with his spear on the side and blood and water come out. You know, one of the guys that see all that happen, that's me. I tell the things I went see and I tell the truth. I know I still tell the true kind stuff for you guys trust what I tell. All this happened just like the Bible tell before time. Not even one bone gonna get broke. And the Bible tell another thing. They're gonna look at him, the guy they went stab. Had one guy, Joseph, from Arimathea town. He like learned plenty from Jesus, but he never tell nobody, cause he's scared of the Jew leader guys. He go tell Pilate, he like take Jesus' body, and Pilate tell.
Shoot!
So he go over there and take away Jesus' body. Nicodemus, he go with Joseph too. He the guy that before time go by Jesus night time for talk with him. He bring aloe and myrrh, all mix up, about 100 pounds, for put on top Jesus' body before they bury him. They take Jesus' body and wrap him up inside linen kind cloth with the aloe and myrrh inside, because that's how the Jews bury the mucky guys. The place they kill Jesus get one garden with trees and one new place for bury that the owner guy just pow dig out of one cave. And they never put nobody inside here yet. That's where they put Jesus. Because was the day the Jews make ready for the Passover. And that place stay near.